on a magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. My goodness, new year, new music, and hey, another way to start it off. Captivating singer, composer, and creator, the super talented Ona K is joining us today, discussing her new album, Full New Luna, the follow-up to her hit, 22. Wow, I can't believe 2 years, long time. Her 2022 album, Mirage. So on behalf of Night Tracks Radio, it is my honor to welcome Ona K to the show. My queen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
No, the pleasure is ours. You know what? I had an opportunity to go back and listen to the Mirage album and then come full circle and listen to a couple of tracks from a new album, Full New Luna. You did an exceptional job, and you definitely have taken it to another, a completely different level. Two of my favorite songs, Let It Be a Whisper and Open Up, incredible songs. And I wanted to ask you, how much of your personal life or your personal life experiences have you managed to incorporate in your music?
That's a great question. So much. I think I was precisely this morning reflecting on that. I think that that album is a reflection of everything that has been going on in my life for the last years and all the things that I have learned.
Well, you just recently, not too long ago, got married. Very lucky, very blessed gentlemen to be able to. So
I am the
I got to ask, being married, does that give you a different perspective on life? And also, are you going to incorporate that this experience in your music?
Absolutely. I not only got married, but I also became a mom. He is a widow. He has a daughter, and I am in the process of adopting her. So all of that has completely changed my perspective as a musician, in my career, in my life, for sure, because I find myself being way more selective lately because my family time and it just matters way more to me. So I want to make sure that what I do, I really want to do. I am not just doing things when it comes to everything, but especially when it comes to my career, just for the fear of missing out or rejecting opportunities. I only do the things that I believe in, the things that I really, really want to do. And also there's a little girl looking up to me. So that also, makes me more aware of, I was aware before, like, I think that music is very powerful, that and that we have a great responsibility as musicians with what I do, the message that we give, the type of music we create, and not all of us are aware of that responsibility. I always was very aware of that responsibility, and since I am a mom, even more. So definitely changed my
without question. You know, seeing some of your performances, I see how music is an integral part of your life, the freedom of expression, because a lot of times things that we want to say verbally, it can be challenging trying to convey that when you're speaking to someone. But when you're an artist and a creator like yourself, your music says so much of who you are. And I wanted to ask you, before you got married, just being at the time, being a single woman, how much did you rely on your music as a muse or a safe haven, so to speak?
How much did I rely before, you mean?
Yes.
I relied so much on that. It was music, definitely. Music is my channel for expression. That's a difficult question, but it's a good one. Yeah, it definitely. I always was. You know, it's funny. I talk about this a lot, and a lot of people just laugh because it's difficult to believe that somebody who puts herself like I do on the stage as a career is an introvert, but I am actually an introvert, which means I renew, I recharge when I'm alone. And I wasn't always good at speaking about things or at communicating verbally, so it was so much better for me to express it through music. So that's, and well, you know, it still is.
You know, the beautiful thing about that is that when you have someone that is an introvert and they have an outlet like music where they're able to convey their the most intimate thoughts, to show that sense of vulnerability. And I get that from the new album, Full New Luna. And I wanted to ask you, looking back at the new album, what is your overall take? Do you think there's some things that you would have changed to enhance the album? Are you completely satisfied, or should not only you satisfied, but are you at peace with the finished product?
I love that. I am definitely at peace. I love that way of putting it, because I get asked that a lot, like, are you proud? Are you? It's not about that. I am at peace. I am definitely at peace with what I did. And I want to think of this album as a part of my process in my life as a musician. It's not the last one. There will be more. I have more things to say. Of course, there's a lot of more other things that I want to say, but not in this album. I'm in peace with what I said and with how I said it, because even though it's not perfect, it's real, it's authentic, and it's exactly what I wanted to say. So I'm thankful, you know what, to have that opportunity to say that.
That makes it perfect because it's not perfect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all strive for perfection, and perfection is something that we'll never achieve. But the process of attempting to try to this far is the beautiful. It's very challenging, and I get that from the new album. Growing up and then making that, leaving where you were, and then coming, now you're transplant Floridian. what was that like? You know, coming from from Barcelona, and now I'm living in Florida. What was that like?
That was crazy. That was absolutely life changes in one of the best decisions and the best experiences of my life. You know, this life is full of contradictions. We are all humans. We are the same in that side of the ocean and in this side of the ocean. And at the same time, there's a lot of differences in the way that we interact in our culture, in the things that we believe, in the things that we say to ourselves. So it was very challenging to learn. I think the most challenging thing for me was to learn how people relate here in the States. In Spain, people are very social, very... I feel like they are generally more natural. They go to the deep topics, to have deep conversations since the day they meet you. Here, everything is slower. It gets a long time to get to know somebody. The way you interact is so different. So that was very, very challenging. And I am also enjoying the other side of that now. And it's been such a learning process. I have learned so many things since I am here in Florida, since I'm here in the States. I feel that I have shed so many layers. I think that that is what happens when you become an immigrant. It's like you just stop. You don't have any other choice but stop being the person that you were in your country of origin.
Right.
And at the same time, you come with a new vision from your old experiences, from your culture. So for me, that meant way more authenticity, more humility, and just I love that I had the opportunity to do that, and I love it here. I love it there. I love it here.
Change can be good because, as you just said, you know, it's about gaining life experiences, being able to see and try new things. What are some of the things that you would like to do or you would like to accomplish in this new year as far as touring is concerned? Because we would love to see you perform live.
I love that. I'm going to be very honest. I felt the need of taking a break after doing this album. It was so much work, so much energy, so much love in there. I just needed to take a quick break and recharge. I recorded all that album at home. It was a lot. So right now I'm kind of taking a break. I am working with a publicist to start kind of spreading the voice of the album. I would love to tour. I am also going to write the music for a short film. So I'm starting to work on that right now. I can't share the details yet, but.
Okay. I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. People from the outside looking in truly don't understand or comprehend how much an artist puts into their craft and how draining it can be when you give so much of yourself. It takes a mental drain on you. So I got to ask, I know you're going to take a break. You know me, the teddy bear, I'm a little bit selfish a little bit. So when can we expect, after you take this break, when can we expect you out there performing again?
Oh, in spring for sure.
Spring for sure?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Fans, you heard it here first. We're looking at spring. What are some of the artists that had a heavy influence on you? Someone that just really touched you from an emotional standpoint as far as their lyrical content?
So many. And not only musicians and not only singers. And from so many times in history. Nowadays, there's a lot of female artists that I admire. The first that comes to mind is Gretchen Parlato, Becca Stevens, a lot of women who are doing some kind of jazz, modern jazz right now. Hiatus Coyote, Samara Joy, And then there's a lot of pop singers like Tori Amos. When it comes to lyrics, I always felt a lot of admiration for Sting songs. And I also, I'm classically trained. I played classic piano. So I grew up also very deep into the music, and there's a lot of classical composers that I admired. And even though I don't do classical music, somehow I am very influenced by them. And the first that comes to mind is Chopin. And the way he treated harmony and
When you listen to some of the album, it has, to me, almost some of the album has a very jazz kind of vibe to it. And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. So when Ona gets on the show, I'll ask her how much of a jazz influence played in this album. Because it's, I mean, as far as the tracks and just the vocals, the harmonization, and it's smooth, but it's still edgy and raw at the same time. You were able to create such a balance, and it just blended beautifully. Did you make sure that you wanted to intentionally do that?
I certainly was aiming for balance and making, I was aiming for doing something as possibly authentic as I could. I believe that as musicians, we are channels for music. It's even though we feel like we do it and there's a lot of ego involved and we believe that, it's us. I really believe that we are channels, and I wanted to be a clean channel and just try to be authentic to what I was hearing. And I have a long music story, a long music career. In one hand, I come from Spain, so I have all the influence of all that music from my culture. In the other hand, I studied classical piano. In the other hand, I have been being a jazz musician for a lot of time. I have that's what I have been for a very long time. And I realized in this last period, and when I decided to record this album, that I wanted to separate myself from what we call jazz strictly, because I wanted the freedom of jazz, but at the same time, I just wanted to create songs
right.
that have a story where it's not about, okay, now we are going to play the song, now we are going to do solos, and now we are going to play the song again. I really wanted to create a story, and I didn't want the story to be sacrificed for anybody's need to play a solo, so to speak.
Right.
But I haven't played jazz for so long, and I love so many things about it, like the freedom, the improvisation, how inclusive jazz is, how it just receives any type of influence. Like, and the proof is how many different types of jazz we have. We have bossa nova and flamenco jazz, and it's just music that blends and absorbs anything that you put into it. And also just the complexity of the harmony, it's a lot of fun to me. It's like, I want to make music that it's organic, but that it also has like kind of a twist that engages you, you know,
right.
it engages you, and it's like, ooh, what did I just hear? So I think that all of that comes naturally. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people that are not familiar with Spain and the culture, very family oriented. Family is everything.
Yes.
Communication, love, doing for one another. And I get that from the album, because the album is so inviting. It invites you in to be a part of this experience. You did a wonderful job on doing this. And
thank you.
That's one of the things that I definitely know about Spain. Family, big dinners, communication, put the phone down. It's all about speaking and talking one another. But out here in the States, everything, let's pick up the cell phone, let's text, and family is kind of here and there. So I'm so happy, first and foremost, that you have your already made family right now, loving husband, beautiful songstress, beautiful mother. Everything is just coming up roses this year. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things, if you could kind of get in a time machine and go back, let's say 6 years ago, what kind of conversation would you have with yourself to get yourself prepared for this adventure, for this journey? And music.
I mean, if I would have had a conversation with myself 6 years ago, knowing what I know right now, I would have done some things differently. So, you know, so you know, there's a lot of people who say like, I don't regret anything. No, I definitely regret a lot of things. I
right.
We can always do better, right?
This is true.
I don't know if I would be here right now. I would probably have recorded this album earlier. I would have said to myself, probably, like, there's no way that you can avoid the things that are going to happen. There is no way that you can avoid, like, be authentic as soon as you can. Stop listening to other people's opinions and thoughts about things, and listen to your intuition as soon as possible, because it's worth it. I guess that's what I would have said.
What you hear, you're strong, you're captivating, super talented, your songwriting is exceptional, and I applaud you for that. And it's a beautiful experience when you know that you have someone that supports your dreams and your ambitions. It's definitely a beautiful experience. And I want to touch on something that actually bothered me, because my assistant had made me aware of this, that you were online, I believe on your Facebook page, and you were rather upset about some of the things, some of the disrespectful, nasty things that were saying about the album cover. And I found that so disheartening, because it's really sad when you create something from an artistic perspective and people try to turn it into something dirty. And I wanted your feelings on that. We have a lot of listeners and people watching, and I wanted your initial response to that. What was your feeling when you were getting all this just negative feedback from that?
Man, it was really hard for a lot of reasons. It also touched a lot of vulnerable things in me from my past and my past experiencing abuse. This kind of has been a theme in my life that it has taken a long time for me to heal from. Right. And this album is a lot of what inspired this album is precisely that healing process after the abuse. And I did that cover that cover was very intentional, and it was nothing but what some people were saying. Like, I received a lot of dirty messages, and I remember thinking about, what am I going to do with the cover? And then my first thought was, I am not going to be in the cover. It's just going to be something abstract and something that has not anything to do with me. And then I was like, but wait a second, like, this album is all about vulnerability and all about cycles and about what it means for me to be a woman. And about, it's just a vulnerable and authentic album. You know, it might be some people cup of tea and some people might not like it, but it's authentic, that I can say. So I thought I want to really communicate that with the album cover. I want to communicate that feeling of womanhood, that femininity where all of this was born, and that feminine healing and that vulnerability. So I spoke about that with the photographer, Anna Gunzelman, who is just an amazing artist I had the pleasure to work with. And then we were like trying different possibilities, and it took a process. It's not easy to also to take those pictures, but it definitely was born from a completely opposite place to what some people were interpreting. I was not trying to provoke anybody with these pictures, but to inspire that it's okay to be vulnerable, that it's okay to be a woman and be empowered and at the same time be fragile, and at the same time just experience life and its changes. And it came from a very deep and very vulnerable place. So it was hard to receive all of those messages, and it was kind of discouraging, because it's like, man, I'm really trying here to communicate something I believe in, and I'm hoping that from my little space and little power here in Florida, I can somehow do my little part to change the world, right? And to improve some things that I believe they need to be improved. And I was receiving those messages, so I also decided again to be vulnerable and make that video and express what was happening. And then I also received messages after that video from people telling me, like, you shouldn't have recorded that video. You shouldn't talk about this. You should just don't say anything. And it's like, oh man, it's like, there's nothing. There's nothing that we can do. There's no way to protect ourselves from criticism. It's just going to happen. So I am more at peace with it now. That's one of the reasons why I also needed to take a break and to kind of recharge because that was a lot. But I am at peace. I look at it right now and I am happy. I also have the support of my husband who completely got what I was trying to say. And not only that, he encouraged me to do that cover. I know what it means. I have clearly expressed what I was trying to communicate with that. So what am I gonna do? Just
That's all
let
that
people have
matters.
their opinions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad, first and foremost, I'm glad that you didn't change the album cover, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, when you have someone that stands in their truth and it's such a liberating experience, it frightens other people because they're scared because they're not liberated themselves. So they'll try to twist it, something that's so positive and so beautiful to empower other people. They're not empowered, so they got to find something negative. So I'm glad that you stood by your guns, didn't change the album cover, and I'm thoroughly impressed with the entire concept. You did a wonderful, wonderful job on the album. And remember, fans, be sure to get the new album. It is available as we speak. Make sure you let your fingers do the walk and head over to Apple Music. Also, be sure to catch up with Ona K, of course, on our official website and also on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ Ona K. She's going to take a little brief hiatus for a little while just to kind of recharge her battery. But she will be back soon. And young lady, I am expecting an autograph album from you. I definitely want that. I definitely want that. But we love you. And more importantly, I respect what you're doing. Don't let anyone deter you from your purpose. Keep making beautiful music. Continually to grow and show your vulnerability. You don't realize how many people that truly love and appreciate your vulnerability in your music, okay?
Thank
It is my pleasure. See, I was what? I'm a humble host. I'm a humble host. Oh, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners out there about your podcast?
My podcast
Yes.
is like you're reading my mind because I have really
Yes.
told nobody except for my husband about me wanting to do a podcast. So how do you know
Hey, see, I know these things. The teddy bear knows all.
So I am still thinking about that. I'm very surprised that you know already
Yes, see, caught you, got you off guard, got you off guard.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, you
Stay
need
tuned on
look,
social media.
you need to make that happen, okay? You need to make that
There's a lot to
happen
be said.
because you have a lot to say, and I know a lot of your loyal. I don't like to use the term fans because it sounds so generic. I'll say a lot of supporters, people, music lovers who love your music. But I just want to extend to you whatever you need. Please don't hesitate to let me know. This is your home away from home. This is your platform. Whatever new music or whatever you want to let us know that you're doing, tour information, just let us know and we will make sure we go out of our way to promote and make sure everyone knows. And hopefully soon you come down to Houston. Just hop, skip, and jump around the court.
I hope so. I hope so. I spring.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to
Do
that.
it.
All right. Remember, listeners, be sure again to get the new hit album, Full New Luna, available as we speak. And also, if that's not enough for you, you can always, while you're on Apple, be sure to get the 2022 album, Mirage. Queen, it was my pleasure. It was definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure.
Thank
That's super talented. on a game here on Night Tracks Radio. For those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered all the way around the circle. You can watch the interview in its entirety, actually, on our YouTube channel. That's at youtube.com/ Night Tracks Radio Music Podcast. Also on Instagram, that's with two X's. That's at Night Tracks, double X, raise them up with power. Say it with your chest out, so to speak. And also, we're on TikTok. Yeah, we're in a TikTok type of vibe. We're on TikTok, same thing. That's at Night Tracks Radio. And also, be sure to follow us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ Night Tracks Radio, again, with two X's. And before we leave you, I want to send out a very special thank you to the one and only, the queen of my soul, Lord have mercy, Taylor Dane. Thank you, my love, for joining me yesterday. And family, be sure to get her new single, Thinking Out Loud, available on Apple. And also the remake, classic remake of her hit single, Tell It to My Heart. It has been redone, remastered, dance pop. It is burning up the charts with the production team of Cash Cash. It is a phenomenal interpretation on Tell It to My Heart. And also be sure to pick up Taylor's book. She has written a book. Be sure to get her book to get all her tour information, because she'll be on the Kelly Clarkson show on, if I'm not mistaken, February the 14th. But be sure to stop by our official website to get all the pertinent information. That's at taylordane.com. Without you, there's no me. I want to thank you for allowing me in your home. Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful experience. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. God bless.